the music of your character. Did you ever stop to consider the implied music behind your stage character? Consider how movies use music to help tell the story of the action. Words, body language, actions, and music combine to tell the story. Remove any element and the story becomes more difficult to express. Movie music is designed to help tell the story. However, the music of your character is the mental music created by your character. One might think of this as the implied music playing in the audience's heads as we perform. Think of well-known television characters like Barney Fife from The Andy Griffin Show. Barney's character music would be upbeat, exciting, and humorous. When I think of Barney, I think of Henry Mancini's Elephant Walk on steroids. It's filled with childlike wonder, warmth, and humor, just like Barney. Let's consider Robin Williams. His music would definitely be high energy. How about Donald Trump? His music is definitely the money song from his Apprentice show. They really pegged him with that one. How about you? Is your music upbeat and inviting? Naturally, if you're a mentalist, your character probably won't be high energy unless you've developed a very unique act. But children's entertainers should be exciting. Allow me to backtrack and remind you I'm not speaking of actual music playing during your show. I speak of mental music created in the audience's mind when we're on stage. So what goes into the creation of our music? Consider tempo, how fast your character speaks and moves. Consider the patterns of speech and movement, tight, flowing, grand. Consider the score. Is it flat or widely varied with great movement and vocal ranges? My drama professor, who just happened to work his way through college as a magician, Dr. John Welton, describes it this way. The mentalist probably tends to have a more flowing, quiet tempo and score than does the children's performer. David Copperfield has a very calm, quiet approach to the music of his character. Some other illusionist may use flashy, high-speed movement and delivery. Copperfield's music is more like a quiet symphony than like the jazzy or hard rock approach of some other performers. Chris Angel is an interesting mixture of both, in that he is a very quiet, easygoing performer, but at the same time, his illusions are upbeat and flashy. It makes an interesting combination that keeps the viewer fascinated. Picture in your mind the most boring and dull speaker you've ever heard. What was his music like? It was dull and boring. But what was his topic? Did his dull tone match the value of his topic, or could he have developed better character music? Think about the music of your character throughout your act. It will change back and forth between routines, the same as movie music changes to fit the scene. Considering the music of your character is just one more way to better understand who you are on stage. The more you know about your stage character, the more you can improve it.